A growing number of psychiatric researchers now agree that bipolar disorder occurs in children, not just in adults. Some affected children are as young as 5 or 6 years old. Bipolar disorder also is known as manic depression for the mood swings that cycle from manic highs to deep depressions. In children, those mood swings can take place many times in a single day. In the third story this week on children and mental illness, NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports that scientists who study bipolar disorder are finding that the illness, when it develops in children, may have some unique and especially severe symptoms.
Because the rigorous study of bipolar disorder in children is so recent, and because the illness can be so difficult to diagnose, there is not yet a reliable figure for just how many children may have this illness, but it could be well over 500,000 young people under the age of 12. Kay Redfield Jamison is a psychiatric researcher at Johns Hopkins University. She's written the medical textbook on bipolar disorder. Jamison brings firsthand experience to her specialty.
I first got seriously ill when I was about 17 years old. I was a senior in high school. And it's devastating to anyone who gets it at any age.
Jamison's public disclosure about the devastation caused by her own bipolar disorder has helped reduce the stigma of the mental illness in adults and children, and has prompted much research and greater understanding.
There's no way of saying how painful these illnesses are to the kids who have them. It's just beyond description, the level of pain and confusion and demoralization that happens. Things are just frightening beyond belief.
And it is fear that parents of children with bipolar disorder describe vividly.
When he starts to get very manic, he'll tell us, he'll say, "Mommy, I've the storm's back in my head. I'm having hurricanes in my head." One time he told me, "I'm having a nuclear bomb going off in my head," where he literally would be sitting here on the couch screaming and holding his head because he was in that kind of psychological pain. It was just too much for him.
Bipolar disorder in children looks quite different from the illness in adults. Adults generally experience severe mood swings over a span of weeks to months, with periods of health and wellness in between. Children, on the other hand, typically experience what's called rapid cycling, continuous extreme spikes of highs and lows, going from irritable, explosive, and aggressive to silly, goofy, giddy, and elated, to periods of withdrawal, discontent, and despair, often multiple times within a single day. Psychiatrist Dimitri Papalos, author of The Bipolar Child and director of research of the Juvenile Bipolar Research Foundation, says that rapid cycling, though rare in adults, may be one of the hallmarks of the illness in childhood. Papalos says bipolar disorder in children has often been hard for general clinicians to diagnose, because it doesn't fit the symptom profile with which doctors are familiar.
All of the studies that were done to define bipolar disorder for the diagnostic manual that is used in psychiatry were all done in adults. So what the field currently does is to try to apply what are adult criteria, the way the condition appears in adulthood, to children.
In addition, children with bipolar disorder are frequently misdiagnosed as having attention deficit hyperactivity disorder because there are some similar symptoms, such as distractibility and frequent shifts of attention. But the common symptoms of childhood bipolar disorder, the rapid cycling of moods, destructive rages that can last for hours, severe anxiety, and sleep disturbances, are not typical in children with ADHD. And being misdiagnosed has dangerous consequences. It often means getting the wrong treatment. Stimulant medication, such as Ritalin, for example, frequently prescribed for ADHD, can actually trigger mania in a child with underlying bipolar disorder, or make it worse. Antidepressant medicines may also increase mania and violence in some bipolar children. Because of these risks, many experts now recommend that a diagnosis of bipolar disorder should first be ruled out before prescribing any of these medications for a child. Again, psychologist Kay Jamison.
People should question if their child is diagnosed with attention deficit disorder and they have a family history of depression or mania or suicide. Be sure and question the doctor and say, you know, have you considered the possibility of bipolar illness? Get a second opinion.
Because, Jamison explains, many children with bipolar disorder have a parent who has either bipolar disorder or depression or alcoholism, strongly implicating that the illness has genetic origins. And there's more evidence of gene involvement found in studies of identical twins. If one twin develops bipolar disorder, there's up to a 70% risk that the other twin will also develop the illness. Child psychiatrist Kiki Chang from Stanford University studies children who are at increased risk for the illness because their parents already have bipolar disorder.
Among the children that we're studying those who already have developed bipolar disorder, as well as those who we think are very likely to. They already have early signs of it. And we're comparing them to healthy kids who have no family history of bipolar disorder.
Using brain imaging technology on the children in the study, Chang has focused on the front part of the brain, right behind the forehead, in the area called the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of our brain in charge of modulating emotions and attention. Chang's brain imaging study was published in the June issue of Biological Psychiatry.
And we've been finding that in these children who have bipolar disorder, they have lower levels of neuronal density in that area.
That is, fewer nerve cells in the prefrontal cortex.
And so one might surmise that that may be part of the problem, is that their prefrontal cortices are not working as well, and so not able to control their emotions as well, leading to the disorder.
Chang is also probing the genetic makeup of these children and their bipolar parents, looking for any errors in the gene code that may cause the disorder. Genes determine the design of brain chemicals that fuel our moods and behaviors. So far, no specific culprit genes have been found. Psychiatrist John Graydon from the University of Michigan also notes that bipolar disorder is not just a genetic story.
This is a story where the genetic vulnerability is clearly and closely involved with environmental stress variables. These genes aren't just sitting there waiting to do their thing. They are turned on by events throughout life.
Graydon says that even the ordinary stresses of daily life may contribute to the progression of the illness. And because children can develop an earlier and severe form of the illness, Graydon suspects that they have a bigger dose of genetic vulnerability. All of these features of bipolar disorder in children, the early onset, episodes occurring close together, delay of correct diagnosis and treatment, add up to deep concern among child mental health experts, especially in light of recent evidence from brain imaging studies in adults showing that the severe mood swings can scar the brain. Kay Jamison.
There are definite changes in the brain as a result of having depression and mania. It's not like you just have an episode and there's no damage done. There is damage done. So you don't want children to have to experience that. You don't want them to have damage to their relationships with other people, with their ability to learn and grow, and you certainly don't want them to have changes in the brain.
That's why it's imperative to catch the illness early and get it treated, because the frightening, dangerous, and painful symptoms can gain momentum and evolve into a chronic, disabling illness as the child grows up. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.
Tomorrow, ADHD and psychiatric drugs.